Confession, a formal statement that one is guilty of a crime. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Rebecca B., the hypocritical Christian herself, and I just want to say thank you for listening in today. Today we're talking about confession, and this topic has been on my mind and on my heart for the last couple of months, and I'm just really digging in and studying what it truly means to confess our sins, and God has really been weighing in on me about it. As a hypocritical Christian, I oftentimes sin. I sin on a daily basis, and I have to confess my sins, and I have to repent on a daily basis. Do I repent on a daily basis? Probably not. I actually find myself forgetting to confess and to repent, but on Sunday mornings, I remember, all right, I need to restart, press restart. But this thing is actually a daily thing. So one of my goals is to be able to set aside time on a daily basis so that I can confess my sins to God and repent of them. Now, if you have ever sinned, which we all have, you probably have had a moment of conviction where God or the Holy Spirit weighs in on you on an action that you've done and you can't forget it. It keeps replaying in your mind and you keep rehearsing it and it keeps coming back up. And that thing may be because you have not fully confessed and repented of that sin. And that's where conviction settles in. Once you repent or confess of that sin to God, you may find that you will be a little bit more freer. As for me, once I do these things, I know that it builds a relationship with God. If you have ever lost your virginity or anything like that, like, you know, if you did it at a younger age when you were a teenager, you were sneaking around, you know, like, that was something that you may have had to confess to your parents. I know for me, when I had to confess that, you know, okay, Mom, I had sex for the first time, it was scary. I felt conviction that those few weeks leading up to it, and it weighed in on me in class. It weighed in. I need to tell my mom this secret, this thing that I've done, because I need to let her know. I need to confess. Once I did it, I felt so much better. In the same way, I look at my life now as an adult, where I don't have that parental supervision anymore, God still supervises me. He gives me free will to be able to do what it is that I want to do. And hopefully I will do it based off of what I've learned through His word. When I confess my sins to Him, I found that I feel a little bit better. The conviction does not settle in as much. I don't sit around and I don't beat myself up about it anymore because I've confessed it to God and I've talked to Him and I know my sins are forgiven, and it just makes me feel so much better. So I really hope that this podcast today helps you to be able to have a serious conversation with God, and that you will learn that He's there to protect you. He's there to guide you and to lead you out of sin and away from sin. We're still going to sin, but at the end of the day, as long as we know to confess and truly confess with our heart and our mind to turn away from it and repent against it, we can grow. We can do better. Anxiety won't settle in. Depression won't stay there because you're worried about what somebody might find out or what might happen. And this thing, I hope it helps. I really hope it helps. One scripture that really helps me when it comes to this confession thing is Psalms 32. And David just tells about his experience with confession and how, you know, sin sapped the life out of him. And if you've ever been in a place of sin where you have not confessed and you're living in it, you might feel drained some days. There are days where you feel like the sin is really draining the life out of you. And this scripture actually helped me. And Psalms 32, verse 1 reads, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, though whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For the day and night, your hand was heavy on me. My spirit was sapped as in the heat of the summer. When I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity, I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Man, I get so much peace when I read this, because for me, it's real life. Like, it is real life. It was written many years ago by David, but it is so real to each and every person who reads this. You can identify. If you've ever been in sin and you feel like you kept silent about it, it's like you rehearsed it over and over in your mind. And all day long, it crept up on you, and you kept being reminded of it. And you know that God was weighing heavy on you. That conviction was weighing heavy on you. So much so that it may have drained you of life. I've been in a place of depression where I didn't want to leave my bed because I felt convicted. I felt bad about what I'd done. And it caused depression to weigh in. And that's what it sounds like he's talking about. Here's depression. And if you've ever battled depression, you know what I mean. Then when he goes in verse 5 and he talks about how he acknowledged his sins and he didn't cover up any of his iniquities. Like he said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And then he goes on to say that God forgave the guilt of his sin. Guilt is something serious, and I don't wish it on anyone. I know that people who have felt guilt, who have felt conviction, have killed themselves. I know of people who have tried to kill themselves because of these things. These things really weigh in on people. And it's our jobs as Christian to pray for people like that, especially if it's something that we have battled ourselves. I know for me, being depressed, you have suicidal thoughts. They come up, they sneak up on you. You say, so it would make people say, I'd rather die than to live with this burden or this guilt. And some people choose death. I don't think that that's the will of God. I pray that if someone is listening to this and you're dealing with anything that is causing you that much guilt, that you pray and you confess your sins to God and that he forgives you of those sins. And that you're able to move past anything that's causing you hurt, harm, or danger in your mind. And that God blesses you through this. I know this scripture truly blessed me, and I pray that it blesses you. I believe that also is another thing that really weighs in on me is the ability to be able to confess my sin to a friend. It helps. It helps to have someone to talk to who is here on a daily basis, who lives and breathes, and you can see and you can identify with. So I think that another big part in confession and repentance is having an accountability partner. Someone who you can really rely on. Someone that can pray for you, that can go over things with you that you are struggling with. Someone who can pray for you and intercede on your behalf when you're not around. I believe that that's something that's key. And James 5 and 16 is something that definitely comes to mind. It says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you will be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So that's it for today's podcast. I hope that it was a blessing for you. Confessions are so important, and I hope that you are able to hear it and believe it and study Psalms 32 and really let it marinate. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and this is the Hypocritical Christian.